Unscripted.
What?
Unshackled. Uncouth.
Miguel, Holly, and Scotty are bringing you a new uncensored podcast daily to make sense of your quickly changing world.
It's Miguel and Holly Uncensored. Corncast Edition from Hot 101.5.
Made hot by Corona Beer.
Here we are. It is Tuesday of the week, and I feel like Scott is... No, I don't know why, Scott. I just feel like something's going on with you.
I was just thinking about this in the bathroom. I just, you know, I was telling my girlfriend the other day, I've just been going through some serious, like, I guess I'll call it mood swings, where it's like all of a sudden my mood just crashes, and I try to pinpoint why. And, like, today, I guess we'll go down this rabbit hole. Like, I noticed what happened today, and it was after, like, something happened in the, like, early hour of the show. Like, when I put in a segment, it got mixed up and it got wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I took such a burden from that. Like, it just made me feel like crap.
Mm.
Because I felt like, I just felt like I effed up and I was like, damn it. Like, it's on me. And it shouldn't have that effect to that extreme, but mm-hmm. It effed me up for the whole show. Because then I just kept, like, I was like, oh, crap. Like, Miguel's upset. The show, like, that just messed up. I did something wrong, and it just set me on this wave. That's just one example. But I don't know why I've been going through this, where it's, like, more and more, like, I'm getting irritated at little things. Like, I find myself getting mad, and I'm like, what is happening? Like, and I think there's a couple things in my life I could change around. So you just open up the can. Now I'm just going. No.
You needed to do this, because you've been sitting there bottled up, and I was like, there is something inside of this boy right now that's ready to come out.
I just want to figure it out, and I do think it has obviously an effect on what's happening in the world, and there's a lot of built-up, like, just stress and anxiety that's happening, but I also do think, you know, the things that I can control, because I can't control certain factors of it, like, I think my sleep is having an effect, because I haven't been able to sleep great. I think it's the effect of, like, not being able to go out and actually talk to just other faces. I don't know. But, yes, there has been a thing, like, happening in my mind that I'm like, you know, sometimes I'm good. Like, I even journal now. Like, I journal every day in the morning, try to set myself up for success. And even, like, yesterday I was doing pretty good mentally, and I even made a note of that, and I told Mary about that at night. I was like, I feel good. Like, I feel okay. I didn't get irritated really at anything. Today I was like, a little more tired, not so irritated. And then that happened this morning. I was like, right down. I was like, why? So I don't know. So I'm figuring it out. I'm trying to, like, you know, navigate why I'm getting irritated, because I don't think it's a certain person that's doing it. I just think, like, it's getting taken out on that person. So I don't know what's happening.
I feel like we're all under a nothing is in our control right now.
It's not.
I mean, like, literally even what you can buy is not in your control. I mean, there is. And I remember I feel this because yesterday I found myself just thinking about, I've ordered three different things online, and one of them was specifically for everything that's going on. I ordered, like, this camera mount that, like, it when you're recording, it, like, follows you around, and I wanted to do it for cooking videos, because when I'm doing a Facebook Live and I'm trying to cook and I have, like, chicken on my hand, I can't really, you know, move the camera.
Right, but you need to, after this is done, send me the link for that.
Yeah.
Because my daughter wants to be a YouTube star.
Yes.
So, anyway.
Well, that's the thing, is that I ordered it 3 weeks ago and it hasn't gotten here. Granted, obvious reasons, the world's kind of, you know, fucked up right now. So it's not going to get here right on time. But yesterday I got emotional about it. I was like, well, I haven't done any videos, because after the show yesterday, Holly, you're like, well, I'm going to do a reading video with Maya and Scott.
By the way, I didn't.
Nope. And that's fine. But I thought about it. I was like, oh, Holly's going to do a reading video. Scott's been doing his workout videos and the Miguel and Holly Facebook page. And I've got nothing. I've got nothing because my goddamn camera is not here. I suck.
Wow. Okay. Deep breath.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, that's how I felt. Like, it was just such a runner out of a day yesterday. And by the time, like, it was about 7:30 when I was putting her to bed, I was like, oh, shit. We didn't do our video. And it was way too late at that time because she was tired. So I was like, you know what? Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Nobody, I mean, yes, maybe somebody did want to see it.
Right.
But nobody is like, their life wasn't ruined.
Right.
Yeah.
Their
right.
life isn't ruined if you don't do a video.
Right. And Scott, your life is not ruined, or no one's day was ruined because the segment was put in wrong, because no one ever, like, heard what happened.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just, like, I just wanted to, like, kind of go down that rabbit hole of, like, these little things that even, like, in the moment I was like, okay, it's like, for me, I try to use, like, a football analogy. You have to have, like, short-term memory in those moments. Like, you throw a pick, and it's like, okay, you got to go back on the field after you get back on and just forget that you made that mistake. and keep going. And I'm trying, like, I used to be so good at it. I don't know what's happening right now where it's like little thing happens and it's like, what are you doing?
Well, everything is now the little things. So even the little things are bigger, I think. It is. yes, it is.
I think
that's part of what self-isolation is doing to us.
Yeah.
The little things are suddenly big things, and we don't know how to deal with this. Remember I said a few weeks ago that we are going to have some PTSD coming out of this?
Oh, yeah.
This is what I'm talking about. Like, we weren't sure how it was going to impact us. I didn't know.
Right.
And we see as we go through the days what are turning into our little mini traumas. Like, Scott's negative voice in his head that yells at him is now getting louder in other aspects of his life, not just working out. You know, you are a work-oriented person, Miguel, who is driven by always having the next best thing and bigger and better.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of impossible to do that right now.
It is.
But your brain is like, if I can't do that, I can do nothing! So it's like our brains don't quite know what to do with our situation. And to be honest, there's nothing to do.
Yeah.
And I don't think a lot of us can grapple with that.
Well, it's hard even to just sort of like disconnect, because yesterday, like, I left pretty early after we did the podcast. I went home and I was like, all right, I'm going to just do a couple things around the house. I'm going to take a little nap. And even like right before I took my nap, I got online and I saw that, like, and we're honest about everything, one of our competing radio stations was doing something with the city of Tampa that I thought was a really cool idea. But then, like, of course, I should have, in my mind on a normal day, I should have just said, oh, that's really cool. They're doing it. That's going to be really helpful for people. We didn't think of that, but good for them. But then, of course, I lay down, and as I was closing my eyes, I was like, missed opportunity for us. We're not even doing anything. We might as well just shut the transmitter off and stop broadcasting. We're pieces of shit.
Oh.
And then okay. I was like, wait. And then once I went down that path, I was like, girl, what are you going through right now?
Yeah, that probably, I mean, like, I'm not going to say that I totally don't know what you're talking about, because when I saw that tweet, I was like, that was your reaction?
Yeah.
This, my reaction was anger. I was like, these motherfuckers, after everything we did for the city. And then I was like, no, we can't have everything.
No.
Everyone needs a little something.
Right.
It's going to be fine.
It will.
We're staying in our lane.
Yeah.
We're doing amazing things. Let them have that.
Right. And everybody's going through it in your own way. I feel like my boyfriend, Abe, he's been very calm through it, because normally he's like an anxious person, but he's been very strangely calm. But I see now how it's coming out, because I feel like through the years of him and I being together, I've been tried to be as helpful as possible without being a person that suffers from anxiety, how to like talk him. I don't understand what it feels like, but I try to like talk him through stuff. And so I feel like now he's good at, like, if there is a problem where he can feel it coming, he's like, all right, here's what I can control. Here's what I can't control. There's no reason for me to, you know, spin out about it, you know. So he's been very calm throughout this whole thing. And then I just realized that his thing, I feel like, to sort of have control, is he's been just like buying a lot of stuff. Mm. Like this whole like home gym we have all of a sudden, where it was supposed to be, we rented a couple of items from our CrossFit gym to help them sort of stay afloat, because people lost their jobs and had to cancel the memberships. And so they were like, hey, we pay a fee, rent out some of our equipment. And he was like, Abe was like, all right, so we're going to get a rower. We're going to get a bike. We're going to get a barbell. We're going to get a box. I'm going to buy some jump ropes. We're going to buy this pull-up rig. And then he just ordered the, the foam?
Like the mat on the floor.
The mat to cover like the whole garage. Thing. And I was like, girl, you realize that we're returning all this equipment when all this is over with. And we're going to have
have a couple of jump ropes.
Yes, that's it.
But everybody chooses something different. And maybe you don't even actively choose it, but you do something different to release the anxiety.
Right.
Like, I am an artsy craftsy person. So I like to do art crafty things, like with the sidewalk chalk that's on my Insta story that I did with my daughter yesterday. Like, that is a good release for me. My friend that does the masks, remember we talked about her on the radio? Her name's Jessica. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And she's in a group of like 600, 700 people strong in Tampa Bay. And they're, sewing at home masks for our medical workers. And her husband, I was talking to her husband yesterday about it, and he was like, you know, I think that part of the reason why she's doing this is because she doesn't know what else to do.
Right.
And she can't do nothing.
Right.
So it just, it's amazing. And obviously it is helpful, but she also has to do something.
Right.
Otherwise she can't. So this is
that.
Where it took her. And I was like, and then it got me thinking, like, a lot of the best ideas and like the coolest things that have come out have come from people who needed to do something. So, I mean, and if you're not doing anything, by the way, and that's not to say like, if you're not doing something to help, you're not doing something.
Right.
No. But for some people, that's where they shine. And can I just say, and like, maybe we can, if we need to cut this part out, we can cut it out. Remember how Melanie said that we, to give shouts out to, this new place that I'm endorsing. Just on today's podcast, I wanted to, and this is perfect. That's why it's not such a plug. It's more like a natural succession to throw this in. So I'm going to be endorsing this place called NeuroSpa, which does TMS therapy, which is like a magnetic therapy. It sends magnetic waves to your brain for depression. And I've been going through this therapy for the past several weeks. And so the endorsement, when we talk about endorsement, it means that, you know, I'll be talking on the air about the benefits that I've gotten from this service and the fact that they exist, because so many people that struggle with depression don't even know this is an option. I didn't. I was like, oh, got my Zoloft, you know, like, and by the way, I realized it had not been working. Anyway, I say all that to say, and we'll have actually Dr. Upshaw on a podcast maybe later this week, because it's fascinating to hear about this, you guys. Like, it's so good. But they actually are doing a podcast of their own at NeuroSpa, and they have a link. It's not a podcast. It's a live stream. I'm sorry. So I'll share it. Maybe we'll share it on our Twitter or something.
Yeah.
But the theme, it says, for tomorrow's discussion, a.k.a. today. So the theme for today's discussion is social distancing and coronavirus, tips to manage your depression, health, and anxiety at home. NeuroSpa's own Dr. Upshaw will be chatting with special guest Michelle Gobi, founder of Soho Cycling, about practical tips that people can do at home to best manage all of the above while self-isolating. That's exactly what we're talking about right now. And so for someone who is a clinical psychiatrist, like I think he does have his own psychiatric practice, but he's also been critical in founding this TMS NeuroSpa in Tampa Bay. He knows about what it's like when you feel these things. And I think for a lot of people that maybe didn't struggle from anxiety or depression before, this might be your first foray into it. This is like dipping your toe in the depression and anxiety pool.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying, welcome to it.
Right.
I wish you were not experiencing this. But those are hallmark things, like when you're beating yourself up mentally or when little things make you angry. They're hallmarks of stress, anxiety, depression. Maybe not like, you know, hardcore where you're like, oh, I'm having suicidal thoughts, because it's a spectrum.
Right.
But it doesn't make it any less serious for you.
What does depression feel like for you, Holly?
I'm actually glad you asked that, because I feel like now I'm sort of getting on the other side of it. And I've been in it for a while and I didn't even know, because I've battled it back and forth for a large part of my life. I think the first time that I really got depressed was in maybe like early high school. But looking back now, and I'll just kind of keep this to the most recent. So within the past, when I went and got on Zoloft in 2018, it's my second round with Zoloft, which is an antidepressant / anti-anxiety medication. And I just knew that I felt out of control. I felt like I can't handle what's happening in my life. Because it was when my mom was going through her brain surgery and all that stuff. And then she was going to move back in, where weirdly, I had found like a sort of peace when she had moved out and was in like the nursing home.
Right.
And then thinking about having her back in, come to find out now that I've been in therapy that, you know, she and I have a somewhat toxic relationship sometimes. I see where the stress came from. But I got on Zoloft and I was like, oh, this feels more manageable. Like when an anxious thought pops in my head, or when a depressing thought pops in my head, I'm able to kind of logically look at it. It'll be okay though. It'll be okay. Instead of like going down a spiral.
Yeah.
But now, and I've been on this TMS therapy since mid-March, I think. I think I've had about 11 or 12 sessions.
Oh, wow.
I literally feel different. And the person that I'm seeing said, literally just last night, he said, I guess this thing is working because you have been in such a different mindset daily, not just, I'm in a good mood right now.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, it's actually lifting me up too, because you're just so joyful.
Mm.
And it was a good thing, but he was like, it's just been kind of crazy to see this gradual building. And what I can say is, when I look back and can describe my past year, it just, everything felt so exhausting. I just felt so tired. And you don't think about it, but it's like everything takes so much energy to do. Like thinking about, I don't know, doing the laundry or doing the dishes after dinner, I would be like, okay, I got it. It's not like, it's a weird thing. It's tricky, and like it fades and comes and goes, and sometimes it's worse. On my birthday this year, January 1st, I don't know what, and fun, around my period, like at PMS time, mm-hmm. it would skyrocket my symptoms of depression. So like I would feel angry and just desperately sad. And it seems silly now, but like on my birthday, I had promised that on New Year's Day, I would take my mom and my daughter to Busch Gardens because I had a pass and we were going to go and at least enjoy something on New Year's Day because we didn't really have any plans. And then I woke up that morning and I immediately knew I was in it. Like I was in the dark place. And I was like, the last thing I want to do is load up the car with my mom and my daughter and somehow be like the caretaker and take all these crazy people to Busch Gardens. Like, I don't know if I can possibly stand it. But like, I was like, I promised them I would. And at one point during the morning, I went into my daughter's bathroom and I laid on the rug and I just sobbed for like 20 minutes. And she came in and she was like, are you okay? And I was like, no, but it's okay to not be okay. Let me just cry here for a little minute and then I'll be okay. And I did. I like wiped myself up and got cleaned up and then I went. But it's just like the only thing I could do in that moment was just cry and feel worthless. Like, what is my life right now? I can't even take my family to Busch Gardens. So that's why I was like, I will fucking do this. So I went to Busch Gardens. It was terrible because I had to get a wheelchair for my mom. And that shit was difficult to push. So I'm pushing my mom all around. And it was like dark. And then Maya got tired. It was like a big old mess. But it just felt like everything was an uphill battle. And I had no self-worth whatsoever. No self-confidence. For the last like year and a half, I have questioned why I even belonged on this show, because I'm like, well, my name's on it, but I don't really bring anything to it. So hopefully they need a woman voice. Otherwise, they're going to fire me soon. Like, it just, everything feels like the worst possible scenario. It just doesn't, everything is uncomfortable.
When you go through that, and so like the day, like the Busch Gardens day on your birthday, do you feel like there's no light at the end of the tunnel?
Yeah.
Is that sort of, from what I've heard from people that have said, you know, that are depressed, they say it just feels like you can't see the other side of the light.
Yeah. It's like where, and this is, I think, how it connects to this whole coronavirus thing. It's like you can get yourself out of it in that moment. Like I eventually picked myself up off the bathroom floor, but I was like, I don't know when the end is. And that's what we're sort of collectively feeling right now.
Right.
We don't know when the end is.
Yeah.
When do we get back a sense of normalcy? When do we get to see our kids? When do we get to see our parents, grandparents? When do we get to have sex with our girlfriend? Shouts out to you, Scott.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, travel.
Travel. One day. And right. And that's kind of like what it is. And that's why everyone is depressed.
Yeah.
I think. For me, it's so weird. And I posted this on my Facebook. I posted a thing that said, like, you know, the seven people or the seven types of situations in which you might actually be feeling good during the pandemic.
And so then
you got guilt and you're like, wait a minute, why am I feeling so good? And everybody, like, people are losing jobs.
Right.
People can't pay the bills. They can't feed their kids. Why do I strangely feel good? And I most connected with number six on that list, which was, you've been going through something prior to this And it almost feels like the world has caught up to where you are. Not that you're happy to see it happen that way, but you right. don't feel so alone. And so, like, nobody can go out and do stuff right now. Nobody right. feels great. I mean, couple it with the fact that I've been doing this TMS therapy, which I believe has legit been almost a miracle for me. And I don't think I even know. I'm sorry. I didn't realize how in depression I was because I was like, I'm hanging on. I'm the bright spot in my family. Everybody else is falling apart. I'm the rock. I got it. I was depressed. And I can finally, it's like there's almost like a little fog that gets lifted mm-hmm. when you are no longer. And so I think that's why some people are having okay pandemic experiences. But if you were having like a normal, decent life, like I sort of feel like you, Miguel, were, and you, Scott, were, especially Scott, who was starting to get endorsements and remotes and extra pay and side gigs. And, you know, Miguel, you got your house and you have your boyfriend and you've got roommates that are helping you and, you know, you're planning trips. Everything was coasting pretty well. Like things were either lining up to be good or, you know, things were holding steady. And then this thing just took the wheel and like ran it into a tree.
Yeah.
And so now what you're feeling is the effects of minor depression, I would say, because all those things just got taken away from you.
Yeah. No, it's true. And it's weird to think about when you realize that you don't know what is going to happen in the future, because at least, you know, like Memorial Day, every Memorial Day, one of my best friends from college always comes to visit. Is he going to be able to come to visit this time? Our summer vacation that we do with my college friends on our cruise every year.
Right.
Are we going to be able to? I don't know. And so when it just looks sort of bleak and you're like, well, is this literally going to be us for the next 3 months just sitting in the house? Looking at Dylan do another puzzle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Looking at Scott fall asleep on the couch.
Well, that's a good sight.
It's probably adorable. But like, this is what I'm saying. So what you're struggling with is maybe a very unfamiliar feeling of, you know, helplessness.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to speaking with Dr. Upshaw about this. And I will put this link about the live stream. I don't know what time it's going to be. Maybe I can click on it here and see what it says. But they're doing that. It's going to be on YouTube. So we'll share the link about it. And so.
What's the name of their YouTube?
It is just. It's going to be at 6 o'clock tonight. So this podcast gets released at noon, April 7th.
Yeah.
And it's going to be. And it's the NeuroSpa TMS YouTube channel. It's going to be tips to manage your depression, anxiety, your depression, health, and anxiety at home.
That's awesome. I love that.
So we'll put that on the Miguel where do we want to put it?
Why don't you put a swipe up on your Insta story?
Okay, I'll do that.
And then we'll do one. So Radio Holly on Instagram, we'll do one on the Miguel and Holly Instagram as well.
Perfect.
So you can go straight to their YouTube page from there.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, that's so good. So yeah, I think that's perfect because what Scott's talking about and what happened today during the show, which was not... I mean, for you it was, but was not a big thing overall.
No, I wasn't mad at all.
We've all had those moments, by the way, so it's not just you.
I have moments like that every hour on the show.
Yeah, everybody does. Remember when I started talking about Katy Perry during Trending in Tampa Bay? Like, it just said Trending in Tampa Bay, and I was like, let's do Hollywood. Okay, just kidding.
That's the crazy thing about what we do for a living is that I feel like we... Like, compared to TV people who always just seem so polished. I mean, I've been watching way more CNN than I used to because it's not just all about the elections and, you know, people fighting about politics. Ugh. But I'm actually wanting to know, like, what the news is and, like, what are the updates throughout the day. And just seeing how polished they are with handling so much information, but then also knowing how when I'm on the air, quote unquote, and we're doing our show, and how I say the time wrong all the time. I'll be like, oh, it's 9:40. Nope, it's actually 8:43. And I'm looking right, like the numbers are right here in front of my face in several different spots, actually.
Yeah.
And I'm still just like messing it up. And I'm like, wow, these TV people are just so polished. Dang.
Well, they have a different skill set.
Yeah.
I know that we're both broadcasters, but it is two very different sides of the coin.
No.
TV people, they're trained for that.
Right.
They're not trained for what we do, which is the human connection. We are infotainment.
Right.
They're just information.
Yeah.
So it's different. Don't compare yourself to TV people. They can actually read things and say them well and understand what things mean. I'm like, huh?
And speak very clearly and decisively.
Yeah.
But that's not our job.
No. Not mine's to be unclear and just stumble over myself.
No, it's to pick through the weed through the information and give it to you in an entertaining way.
I wanted to, on sort of a totally random note, Holly, remember that movie that we were telling you about yesterday that we watched?
Oh, God.
This weekend that was, like, really, really awful.
Avarium.
What was it called?
What is the damn name of it?
I'm going to spell it out because I don't know how to say it. There you go. V-I-V-A-R-I-U-M.
Here, look, Holly, look on the screen up here. You can see the
this
name of it.
This is the worst movie I have possibly
is
ever seen.
Is it Vivarium?
Probably Vivarium, yeah. So this was the scene. If you didn't listen to yesterday's podcast.
I'm already pissed off at this little boy's face.
Yes, exactly.
It is annoying as fuck.
So if you missed,
that's rude.
If you missed yesterday's podcast, I told you about this dumb movie we watched this weekend at Chateau Opera where this couple, Jesse Eisenberg, who was in The Social Network, him and his girlfriend, they go looking for a house. This guy takes them on a tour of this housing development, which looks so fake. It looks like a movie set.
Yeah.
And then the guy disappears, and then they're stuck there. The next day, a baby's delivered, and on the box the baby's in, it's like, you can leave once you raise this baby. And then it fast forward to like 50 days later, and the baby looks like an 8-year-old boy.
Mm.
And so clearly you can tell this is not a human child because the child is like imitating the words from the main characters. And so this is the scene where they're teaching him about what dogs sound like.
Oh my goodness.
In the real world. And this is the part that I just keep saying over and over again.
I grow fast as a dog.
That's right.
What is your dog?
We already told you what a dog is.
Woof, woof, woof.
Yes, woof, 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 woof.
Woof, 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 woof,
woof,
woof, woof, woof, woof, woof, woof, woof, woof, woof, woof, woof,
woof, woof, woof, woof, woof, woof.
Why does he sound
who is my mother?
God knows.
Dog knows! Dog knows!
Why is it such an annoying kid?
That is the worst movie you could possibly ever watch.
Why would they make it do that? I don't think I can watch that.
No, don't. It is not worth your time.
No,
like, do not. Like, usually, you know me, I'm like, I will watch the worst movie and be like, you know what?
You'll give it, like, the cinematic feature or something. Like,
hell yeah. I'm like, listen, it takes a good 2 to 3 years for a movie to go from conception to what we see.
Mm-hmm.
It takes that long. And there are hundreds of people that work on these movies. And so I feel so bad for them when it's like a horrible movie. And I'm like, you know what? At least I was entertained throughout the entire time. Girl, not through this. Not like this. I'm like, the people that worked on this, I'm like, what were y'all thinking? And then the worst is like when you look at the reviews and they're like, oh, Vivarium is a twist on what we're going through with COVID-19 and how our society is being flipped inside of our heads. And I'm like, all I hear is...
That's so dumb. Are you overwhelmed again, mother?
Why does it voice do that?
You have to watch to find... Just joking, don't watch it.
No. Well, I will tell you that I am going to watch... I saw on YouTube when I was looking up this clip for this. Because I'm going to, of course, make this into a sound effect, and I'm going to send it to my boyfriend because he's so annoyed by it.
Yeah.
And I will go through that much effort just to annoy him because it makes me laugh. They have a bunch of YouTube videos where they explain the ending of the movie.
Oh, my God.
And I just want to sit through one just to see what someone else, explain what we sat through for 2 hours.
Yeah, sometimes for certain movies, I need help.
Yes.
You know?
I'm like, I want to understand what I missed and why critics are giving this the thumbs up because I did not see it.
Okay. Yeah. Sometimes I want to do that. There was it was my favorite series of all time. And shout out to my friend Aaron, who I think we became friends over the show Lost.
Oh,
it was
yes.
when we were on the show. Mm-hmm. We were on the other station, Play 98.7.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we would tweet each other about it. And so anyway, I still to this day, because life was different when the series finished than it was when I started it. When I started it, I was single in Ohio. I had a lot of time on my hands, not doing much. And then when it finished, I was like in a relationship with my then fiance.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to like drag him into watching it. I think he liked it, but he didn't get it. And it was just, it's hard to watch a show that you're so invested in like that when the parameters aren't right.
Right.
So I just remember watching the last season and being like, wait, what? Ooh. Like, you have to really pay attention.
Oh, yeah. At the end. Oh, yeah.
And so the final episode, like, I get it. I think I've asked Erin to, like, break it down for me, like, three times now.
You're like, help me.
And she does. But then I'm like, right, right. But wait, what? And, like, I
just feel like endings like that, it's just they get so far that they don't know how to wrap it up. So they just give it this they give it this ending that is just, in my eyes, is just kind of lazy that they just couldn't come up with any other way. And then they have this deep meaning behind it. I think the deep meaning, quote unquote, is BS for how they're trying to end it. This movie that Miguel was just talking about, that's BS. They're trying to dig out some deep meaning. No, they did a bad movie. And now they're trying to cover their butts for it. Mm. And then for Lost, it was so good for like all of the seasons except for the last one where they're like, oh, wow, we've gone so far. We don't know how to end this now.
We got to wrap it up.
And here's the ending. Here's the deep meaning behind it. It's like, no, we wanted an actual. That stuff's so frustrating to me. I don't want to think of the deep meaning. Give me the actual ending that's supposed to be there.
Did they just back themselves into so much of a corner that they couldn't get out?
I think they got too into, like, wasn't there time travel?
Yeah, I watched it when I was
time and space. And, like, there was, like, a sideways storyline. That was the season that I got lost.
Yeah, there's a point where it was like, wait, what?
It wasn't the normal. I could have even dealt with like two timelines, like one where it happened and one where it didn't. I could have got that.
Mm-hmm.
But then they went on like a sideways, like literally it was like the sideways timeline where
Was it the same characters?
Yes, yes. Same characters, but it just got very confusing. And I'm good at that kind of shit. And even I was like,
wait, so you were dealing with two storylines in the show Lost.
Yeah.
And then they created a sideways one?
Yeah.
That's too much.
It was like quantum physics.
Oh, no.
And like why something happening in this timeline impacted the other one. And it was so like I felt like that little gif or meme from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia where the guy is standing at the board with, like, the red lines and with the marker because he's, like, a conspiracy theory.
Yes, yes.
Like, that's what I felt like trying to figure out Lost.
When it gets to be that complicated, like, stop.
But it was so sad because, I mean, that show was
so good.
Incredible. It got so complex. It was too big.
That's why I feel like I can't do shows like that where it's a big mystery because then I get mad when either the show gets canceled before the mystery is solved or it just takes you on and on and on and it like doesn't make any sense because that's sort of how I felt about this show. Oh, God, what was it called? It's the one that it was sort of very similar to Lost. Where it was this family or a airplane people were on.
Was it the one where the plane and they got off and it was like 5 years later?
Yes, yes, yes. And so like they spent the first season trying to figure out like where were they for 5 years and all this stuff. And then like at the end of the first season last year, I just felt like they didn't get any closer to it. And so then I watched like an episode or two of the second season. And I was like, I just feel like just answer it. And then, like, maybe let's go off of that. But I just feel like I don't have a solid answer, and it's not going to be good enough for, like, the first couple of episodes.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas, like, with Netflix shows, they give you the whole thing, so at least I know it won't get canceled.
That's
like,
true.
I'm still mad about Kyle XY from back in the day on, what was that, ABC Family?
CW or something?
No, it was ABC Family. It was on cable. Did you watch Kyle XY?
I remember the show. I didn't watch it.
He didn't have a belly button.
He didn't.
I remember that part.
That was my favorite. I love Kyle XY. And then I found out Kyle XY was gay, and I was like, yes!
Gay.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's remember when I introduced you to Invasion.
Oh, I love that show.
One beautiful season on a cliffhanger, and then they were like, well, we're going to cancel it. And I was like, no!
Didn't we watch that on DVDs when I moved in?
Because I have the DVD.
That's
oh, wow.
That was back when we used to own DVDs.
That's right.
When it was cool to have like a collection.
Wait, I remember Holly correctly, when I moved in with you, didn't you have a TV in the living room that had the DVD player and the VHS tape?
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like a big boxy TV, not a flat screen at all. Big yes. box, and it had a VCR and a DVD player, and I was like, we could watch both. yeah, that happened.
Did I ever make you, I'm pretty sure I did, sit through watching my video yearbook?
Yes. Because I know why. Because I made you watch my senior year performance in Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Oh, gosh.
Scott's, and that's like, why thank we God. Were friends. See, exactly. For me, that was like the perfect roommate.
Oh, yeah. We were in it. We were like, ooh, look at this thing I did when I was younger. Look at this thing I did when I was younger. Yeah.
I think I made Miguel watch the music video that I created in college.
Yeah.
To one of Ricky Martin's songs. Mm-hmm.
I remember that.
On VHS.
Yeah. That was a long time ago.
But it wasn't. I mean, it was. But the fact that I had a TV with a VCR on it mm-hmm. a decade ago, it doesn't seem like... Like, that was 10 years ago.
I mean, so much has changed. On one of my Facebook memories the other day, it was from like 10 or 11 years ago when I'd first moved to Panama City, moved in with you, Holly. And it was like, it's Friday night. Looks like I'm going to go to Publix and get a sub and go to Movie Gallery. Hopefully I'm early enough that I can get one of the new movies.
Yeah.
Like, remember that? Like, that was so crazy.
Going to Movie Gallery. The fact that it was still a movie gallery open.
And then, it was like, that was 11 years ago or 12 years ago. And then like a year later, it was like, uh-oh, Movie Gallery by Publix on Middle Beach is closing down. Hopefully they moved the location somewhere else.
And they didn't.
And they never did.
Oh.
Movie Gallery was
gone.
That
was when I think we may have, like, Redbox might have popped up.
I think so, yeah.
And we were like, oh, thank God, because where are we going to get movies?
Well, and then you would get the Netflix
CD.
I got Netflix
mail-ins. Mm-hmm. And then we would watch, like, movies or TV shows on a series and just mail them back and forth.
And I remember when I was trying to get a new TV for my room, so this was probably in 2010, and I was like, all right, I need to get a new TV, and I got a new TV. I remember my ex-boyfriend got me that new TV for Christmas.
That's right.
Because then he asked for it back.
Yeah, that bitch.
When we broke up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'll never forget that. That's a whole nother story. So he got me the TV. It was a 32-inch flat-screen TV, and it was like the first one we had in our house. And then I was like, I want to get a DVD player. And then someone was like, you should get the Apple TV. It streams. And we were like, what does that mean?
I'm like, streams, what is it streaming?
What is it streaming? The internet? Like, I already have it.
Can you watch Facebook?
I don't.
On it?
What do you mean?
What do you watch? Do they have, like, you know, like NBC?
Like, how is it? And then it was like, that was one of the first times where you could get, like, Netflix streaming. And back then, Netflix had, like, nothing on it. Like, it was all just, like, old movies and stuff.
It was, like, awful B-movies.
Yeah. And then slowly it started to, like, catch up. But I was one of the first ones on the Apple TV train that knew what streaming was.
Yeah, you would put the Apple TV in, and I was like, that fancy-ass bitch. We're not getting an Apple TV, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had good old cable box.
Look at that. We just went on down memory lane over here. All right.
I don't even know how these podcasts work.
I don't know either.
About that. I don't know.
I don't know.
It's what makes it really hard, you guys, to, like, write the title. I don't know what the hell this is about.
Yeah, Holly's in charge of writing the title and a description. And I don't know what just happened.
I'll work on it.
Platypus!
Yeah,
platypus.
Shouts out, by the way, to Wendy Ann, who was the one that sent the platypus last week. She sent a little toy platypus in the mail, and now it's like the mascot of the station. It's sitting right here.
I love it. So whenever you see us online, if you happen to see us at the grocery store, obviously 6 feet distance, but you can go, platypus! And we'll be like, oh, girl, you listen to the podcast. Thank you.
True.
And thank you to Corona Beer for making this happen. So get you some Corona Beer.
Yep.
Because if you are listening on Tuesday, April 7th, it's National Beer Day.
Yes.
So make sure you get yourself some Corona, girl.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Holly, what's all your social media?
Radio Holly on Instagram. That's where you'll be able to get the swipe up to that live stream tonight about anxiety and depression while staying at home. So Radio Holly on Instagram, on TikTok, on Twitter, and Holly on Hot 101.5 on Facebook.
Scott?
At Scott Tavlin on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok.
Are you okay, girl?
Yes! I'm not opening this.
No, game. Please. No,
no, I
open
am
it up.
Good.
No,
I
open
am
it
good.
Up. No, tell me what.
Nothing.
What?
I feel good.
No, tell me what. No, tell me.
Nothing. I'm good. I feel much better now that I got to open the can a little bit and just air out.
Sounds like there's some more that needs to be aired out.
I don't think so. Nope, I don't think so. I think I'm good.
We can sit here. It's fine.
No, I'm good.
You can't do it before you're ready. You can't.
See?
Can't do it before you're ready.
Holly gets it.
Can you give us a little hint on what it is?
I wish I knew. I thought we had this discussion. I don't know. I feel good now, though. I feel like, actually, let me try to describe what I'm feeling in my body. Like, I feel very tense, and I feel, a little, like, a ADD a little bit. Mm-hmm. A little bit out there. A little
can't
back
focus.
And forth. Yeah, no, not at all.
It's probably not ADD. It's probably a symptom of whatever this is.
Mm. Yeah, like, whatever. That's just the easiest way I could describe it. But I just feel like, physically, like, I just feel tense. I feel bottled up.
Mm.
I don't know what it is, but I feel bottled up.
Okay.
Is there anything we can do to help?
No.
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 No?
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Okay.
But no, we're here for you. Oh, my God. Why?
That's all.
I mean, it is a little freaky with the music behind it.
But it's not even scary. Like,
no,
that's
not
the movie. Like, we thought it was going to be, like, something's going to happen.
No.
Nothing ever happened.
All right, Scott, all your social?
At Scott Tavlin. Scott Tavlin.
Miguel Fuller for me, MiguelFuller. Make sure to leave an open mic if you have a comment about something from the podcast, or you can always shoot me an email. Also, send me an email if you have been displaced and all this craziness of COVID-19 and you want us to sort of shine a spotlight on you and what you do. We can throw out your Venmo, your Cash App. People can throw you something. We want to make sure that we are helping those out here in Tampa Bay that are in need, that lost their jobs, especially if you're like a bartender,
yes,
or a server or something like that. Absolutely, please let us know. Mm-hmm. And if you're listening on iTunes, make sure to rate and subscribe. Till tomorrow. Bye.
Catch up on previous episodes of Miguel and Holly Uncensored now on the Hot 101.5 app or on iTunes on your smartphone.
It's Miguel and Holly Uncensored, Quarantine Edition, from Hot 101.5, made hot by Corona Beer.